Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Bumble, Inc. NASDAQ. BMBL, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 8, 2023 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Bumble Inc. presented its Q2 2023 earnings in a conference call, reporting better than expected revenue growth and robust profitability. The company's key financial highlights included a 18% YoY rise in total revenue to $260 million, largely driven by a 23% growth in Bumble app revenue. Furthermore, total paying users increased 20% to reach 3.6 million, and adjusted EBITDA was $67 million, contributing a 26% margin. Bumble's impressive performance is attributed to several factors. Firstly, the rise of loneliness globally has amplified the need for apps that facilitate personal connections, prompting substantial growth potential. Secondly, flexible subscription offerings and the implementation of AI to improve user experiences have proven successful in attracting and retaining users, particularly female users. Other successful initiatives include the complement messaging feature and a feature leveraging AI to provide match recommendations for users. Challenges for the brand predominantly revolve around effectively targeting broader demographic groups. While Bumble has predominantly targeted and attracted female users, it recognizes the potential to expand its product offerings at different price points to appeal to different demographics, including Gen Z members and those seeking more curated experiences. Despite these challenges, Bumble also communicated a broad growth strategy aimed at strengthening its overall product portfolio. This includes focusing on relationships beyond dating, expanding into different geographic markets, and refining the current user experience based on feedback. The acquisition of an app for couples called Official, and the launch of a standalone friends app called Bumble for Friends, were specifically highlighted as potential future growth drivers. Positive growth indicators and the company's ongoing efforts to innovate have positioned it well for achieving its goals for the rest of the year and into 2024. The company has seen a year-on-year margin expansion of at least 100 basis points, demonstrating the strength of the business. The focus on forming authentic and kind connections has differentiated the company in the marketplace and is reflected in the financial results. They will continue working with discipline and purpose to provide value for the users and capture the growth opportunity for their brand. However, there are challenges associated with expanding into non-traditional dating use cases and maintaining marketing efficiency amidst higher spending from competitors. They are also developing a strategy to cater for both lower and higher priced tiers of their product. Their acquisition of Official and the launch of Bumble for Friends has shifted their focus to an ecosystem model, with the potential for future growth and conversion opportunities. The internal indicators being monitored by the company include strength at the top of the funnel, engagement of users, and their ability to monetize it. The way the product has been developing, focusing on immediacy, has been well received internally. The company is in the middle of a brand refresh that is not a large marketing campaign, focusing on emphasizing key points. The company believes this will continue to strengthen their position at the top of the funnel, an area they are strong at converting. The company is looking for ways to monetize their user base and also entice people who are not currently using dating apps. The higher and lower tier offering is proving beneficial, as there are customers looking for a premium experience. The company is excited about the prospect of leveraging generative AI to improve the user experience and internal operations. The company is also focusing on optimization, innovation, and monetization based on their product strategy. The company had a positive Q2, particularly in international markets. Based on feedback from campus ambassadors, the company expects the back-to-school trend to resume late September or October. The company has been successful at returning capital to shareholders. The company expects 2021 ARPU to be -1% to 2%.